It's a new look for American. Airbus sees record deliveries, and Golden Avio makes a first-time showing at the Sport Aviation Expo. This is Aero News for Monday, January 21st, 2013. It's Inauguration Day. I'm Glenn Moyer. It's a new and fresh look for American Airlines as the company has unveiled a new logo and exterior for its planes, including the already delivered flagship Boeing 777-300ER aircraft, set to enter service on January 31st. In addition, American plans to continue taking delivery of new planes this year as part of its historic orders of 550 new aircraft. The unveiling of the new logo and livery is the latest step forward in American's ongoing journey toward building a more modern travel experience for its customers. American is preparing to take delivery of hundreds of new, lighter aircraft featuring composite materials that must be painted. Since the polished metal look was no longer an option, the importance of the paint selection became critical to honoring American's Silver Bird legacy. Silver mica paint was chosen as a way to maintain the silver heritage, which American's people and customers are passionate about, yet progress ahead with a clean new look. The new look features bold red, white, and blue stripes on the tail cone and vertical stabilizer, along with a newly stylized eagle. Watch for new TV ads to begin showcasing American's new look. Airbus delivered a company record of 588 aircraft to 89 customers, 17 of them new, and exceeded its order target of 650 by winning 914 gross orders. Airbus' backlog sets a new industry-wide record of 4,682 aircraft valued at over $638 billion. Deliveries were 10% higher than the 2011 record, and 2012 was the 11th year in a row of increased production. In single aisles, Airbus set a new record of 455 deliveries. Wide-body deliveries reached a record 103 aircraft, underlining the success of the A330 family, which is being produced at the highest monthly production rates ever. Airbus recruited 5,000 new employees in 2012, increasing its global employee figure to 59,000, and targets recruiting some 3,000 more in 2013 to support all program developments. The company has also increased its list prices moving into 2013. The average list price of its aircraft is rising by 3.6%. The new pricing is effective from January 1st of this year. Golden Avio made their first exhibit at the 2013 U.S. Sport Aviation Expo with the F-30, the last plane designed by the legendary Italian designer Stelio Frati. With over 19 aircraft designed over his 91-year career, this has to be the best one yet. The airframe structure is completely made of aluminum, and many details, like engine mounts and pedals, are made of titanium. The F-30 is powered by a Rotax 912 ULS. The fuel tank is placed in the aft section of the fuselage, which Golden Avio says helps reduce the risk of explosion in an accident. The company says the airplane has an MTOW of 1,039 pounds with an empty weight of 636 pounds. It will take off in 492 feet, cruise at 108 knots. Full flap stall speed is just 35 knots. The airplane will carry a touch over 21 gallons of fuel and list a range of 745 statute miles. The interior, well, that's what you would expect of an Italian sports car. Golden Avio plans several levels of finish, with prices ranging from $126,000 to $139,000. Boeing has presented the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, the SPEEA union, with its best and final contract offer, agreeing with the union's approach to extend the terms of the previous contract for current employees. The proposed 4-year contract would roll forward the current agreement, except for proposals explicitly agreed upon by both parties during negotiations. Under this offer, all employees represented by SPEEA would see salary pools of 5% annually for the duration of the contract. The average professional engineer would see $84,071 in additional pay and performance-based incentive payments over the life of the agreement. The average technical employee would see $64,515 in additional pay and incentive payments. What's not to like about that? Mike Delaney, Vice President of Engineering for Boeing's commercial airplanes, hopes to get an early union acceptance, saying, quote, Agreeing to this contract as soon as possible will allow all of us to focus our time and energy on the immediate challenges facing the company. When Aero News continues, Bell delivers the 100th H-1 Hilo to the Marines. NASA is set to test an expandable space station module. And you know Jack in the Box. Now meet Bliff in a Box.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, January 21st. I'm Glenn Moyer. Bell Helicopter has delivered the 100th of a planned total of 349 H-1 helicopters during a ceremony at its Amarillo Assembly Center. The U.S. Marine Corps H-1 helicopter program is comprised of both the UH-1Y utility helicopter and the AH-1Z attack helicopter. The UH-1Y utility helo can trace its roots back to the original Hueys, first deployed during the Vietnam War in 1963 as the UH-1E. Later, the E model was upgraded to a twin-engine N model. Likewise, today's AH-1Z attack helicopter can look back to its ancestor, the Cobra, that debuted in 1968 as the AH-1G model. Although the exterior look may have remained the same, each new model introduced new performance and capability upgrades, such as new rotor systems, gearboxes, and materials, and ultimately achieving the capable and lethal versions the Marines fly today. Previous models achieved considerable international sales successes, and the current models are beginning to attract foreign interest as well. The AH-1Z is in competition to supply 36 new attack helicopters to South Korea, with a decision due sometime this year. NASA has awarded a $17.8 million contract to Bigelow Aerospace to provide a Bigelow Expandable Activity Module, or BEAM. Don't you love the way those NASA folks come up with those acronyms? And it's scheduled to arrive at the space station in 2015 for a 2-year technology demonstration. The BEAM is scheduled to launch aboard the 8th SpaceX cargo resupply mission to the International Space Station that's contracted by NASA. After the module is berthed to the Tranquility node, the station crew will activate a pressurization system to expand the structure to its full size using air stored within the packed module. During the 2-year test period, station crew members and ground-based engineers will gather performance data on the module, including its structural integrity and leak rate. I'm not sure that if I were in space, I would like the sound of that. I mean, really, a leak rate? Anyway, an assortment of instruments embedded within the module will also provide important insights on its response to the space environment. This includes radiation and temperature changes compared to traditional aluminum modules. Astronauts periodically will enter the module to gather performance data and perform inspections. Following the test period, the module will be jettisoned from the station and burn up upon re-entry into the atmosphere. The BEAM project is sponsored by NASA's Advanced Exploration Systems Program, which pioneers innovative approaches to rapidly and affordably develop prototype systems for future human exploration missions. The BEAM demonstration supports an AES objective to develop a deep space habitat for human missions beyond Earth orbit. Well, the developer of a lighter-than-air unmanned aerial vehicle, UAV, and related technologies has been awarded a $605,000 contract from the United States Department of Defense for a set of what it calls the Blimp in a Box, or BIB, aerostat systems. Global Telesat Corporation, a wholly owned subsidiary of World Surveillance Group, won the contract for the BIB systems. The BIB systems will be delivered to an Army base where they are intended to provide semi-persistent mobile intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, or ISR, at the platoon level. Delivery, installation, and on-site training of the initial BIB systems, spares, and payloads are scheduled to be completed by the end of March. The BIB aerostat system is designed to provide real-time, day and night, high-definition footage for ISR, again, that's intelligence, reconnaissance, and surveillance, detection of improvised explosive devices, those IEDs, border security, and other governmental and civilian uses. The turnkey BIB system is packaged in a standard-sized crate that is mounted to a trailer and towed from the back of a MATV, a Humvee, a pickup truck, or other comparable vehicle, and can be rapidly deployed within minutes by a two-man team. With the push of a button, the system is activated. The prepackaged envelope, which carries a day-night electro-optical infrared camera, automatically inflates and is secured to the vehicle by a data-capable tether. The BIB system is released from the vehicle by an automated launch and recovery system to an operational altitude appropriate for the mission. Once deployed, the BIB system can provide critical detection capabilities for several miles, and the vehicle can proceed on its mission through any terrain with the BIB system fully functional. Following completion of a mission, the BIB system is designed to quickly and automatically be retrieved and can either be mounted inflated, allowing the vehicle to move on to its next destination, where the BIB system can be redeployed, or the BIB system can be deflated and repacked into the self-contained crate. Now, if you think about it, this is almost exactly how balloons were used in the Civil War for military intelligence, except those balloons were manned. And if the Army wants to camouflage their BIBs, seems to me they could simply add a crank to the crate and a music box that plays that metallic tune we all remember, you know. And when the blimp pops out, it'll either scare the enemy to death or send them into uncontrollable hysteria. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.